affected. Mark Perkinson's flight from Bat Malaga was diverted after it tried to land at Gatwick.
The plane started going up, down, sideways, and I actually thought we were going to meet our makers. So everyone kind of remained calm until the pilot suddenly pulled up the thruster and we realised that we weren't going to land.
Electricity North West says 8,500 properties remain without power. A whistleblower who resigned from Greater Manchester Police has claimed failures in the force have left a paedophile ring at large for 7 years. The person told Sky News that the Child Protection Unit isn't fit for purpose. A report last week found officials failed to tackle what it called widespread sexual exploitation of children in Rochdale. It was commissioned by Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham.
I am absolutely determined that this review completes its work. I have put the funding together to establish a force-wide child sexual exploitation. The question is it yet good enough? Clearly, when you hear allegations like this, you know that there's further to go.
The poll says the concerns are being reviewed at a senior level. Donald Trump's thanked his Republican rival Ron DeSantis after the Florida governor ended his presidential campaign. He says he's now supporting the former president. Sarah, the Duchess of York, says she's grateful for messages of support she's received after being diagnosed with skin cancer. She's urging people to check for signs of cancer. H&M have pulled an advert for school uniform after it was accused of sexualising young children. The ad featured two primary school girls wearing pinafore dresses with the slogan, "Make the heads turn." In sport, British interest in the singles of the Australian Open has ended after Cameron Norrie suffered a 5-set defeat in the last 16. He twice came a set down against Alexander Zverev. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks so much to Laura.
Wonder on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. Now, it was awful over the weekend. We had that storm. Now, today, gusty winds and sunny intervals, 11 degrees, are feeling much warmer, going down to 4 degrees overnight. There is some weather warnings you would have heard in the news there, but around here, weather, maybe about 40 mile an hour winds. It's looking at a little bit this afternoon as well, mid-morning actually. But I can't see any breeze out there at the moment, but it's just saying there could be. So at the moment, the tree's looking pretty still out there, but just be careful wherever you're going, because there might be debris and stuff down the lanes if you are travelling along the roads. Just be careful.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. That first hour flew by for what it did for me. It might have been dragging for you, for all I know. I don't know. I ate a tangerine. I thought I'd just share that with you. I love the smell of tangerines. It reminds me of being at Christmas. And if you just actually just rub the skin of a tangerine, I'm taking it all off, actually. It's just lovely. I love that smell. I'm trying to get more fruit. That was my thing. More fruit and vegetables for this year is what I'm trying to do. And donuts. Honestly, that donut thing, it's like a yum-yum, they're called. And it's just, it's not like a donut. Yum-yum. Let's see what a yum-yum is. What is a yum-yum? Perfectly covered in a delicious sugar glaze. This donut is, yes, it's a donut. What is a yum-yum? I want to know what it is. It's basically a croissant, deep-fried, and then drenched in icing. Oh, no! That doesn't sound very my healthy eating regime this year. Oh, I don't know, but it's something addictive about them. There's something really addictive about it. I ate it over an hour because it was very sugary, maybe half an hour. Took a bite and then had a lovely sip of coffee and had a bit more. Ooh, I love the smell of it. Ooh. I suppose, I wonder if you break this up and put it into like a little bowl, you know, the skin of a fruit. It'd smell okay for a bit and then it'll probably smell rotten, wouldn't it? I'm often finding in my handbag, it's like a shopper. I often find in there, like, pieces of fruit that I brought in with very good intentions of eating. And then the worst one is, I don't mind so much finding an odd tangerine in there that's gone hard. It's when you find, you stick your hand in your bag and you go, oh, that is a banana that has been in there about 4 weeks and it's gone black and all kind of, like, gungy. Yeah, that's never a good thing. No, never. Just breaking that up there. I'll have loads more new music to play for you today. I am in a funny mood. I am. It's a Monday. I feel like I've got energy, though, having the heating back. And do you know what? Having no heating for 2 weeks, you know, I really appreciate having heating. I mean, I probably didn't appreciate it so much before because it's something just, you know, you've got the heating on and that's it. But, you know, because of the cost of living crisis and there's people out there really struggling with putting the heating on, it is horrible because you cannot seem to warm up. And I think that was the thing. Although I could cope with it being cold and I had an electric heater, which, again, a lot of people won't have, and I had an electric blanket when I was sat downstairs on the sofa, it was the chill. I mean, on Saturday when they fixed, put all the stuff in, they put on a new boiler, it was very, very cold. And I had to sit upstairs while they're doing it. But the doors were open because they were in and out. And there was a hole in the wall because they were putting the new boiler in, et cetera, to, you know, with the thing that needs to go outside. And I was really cold to the core. And even though the heating came on later on, warmed up, I felt chilled and a bit unwell, in fact, on Saturday, just for that fact of getting cold. So imagine what it's like if you can't afford to put your heating on. You're cold all the time. And it, as I said last week, I'm fine today because it's a little bit, it's obviously warmer. It's 11 degrees. It feels about 6 degrees with that little bit of a wind got out there. But it just went into my bones. That was the thing. Goes into your bones. And it's really hard to kind of warm up from that. Now, Phoenix FM, you can go and check out our fantastic website. But we're looking for some help for the Brentwood Food Bank. The Trussell Trust are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. And the food bank are helping to feed lots and lots and lots of families. I mean, hundreds of families in Brentwood. And they're always looking for donations. So it could be tinned soups, it could be meats, tuna, spaghetti, meatballs, ravioli, pastas, potatoes, things like that. Anything tinned. And then you've got jams and spreads. Some biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce. Toiletries, again, really important. So soap, toothpaste, cleaning products, bleaches, washing up liquid, shower gel, thing like that. And then also carrier bags. If you've got a glut of those, the food bank will be happy to take those off your hand as well. You can find out more at allthews.brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, or you can go to our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com. This was first out 20 years ago. It's back. Because of Saltburn, and it's a great, great track. Here's Sophie Ellis-Bextor. It's murder on the dance floor. That's the song. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. About your kind. And so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so. I'll have to play. You'll just have to pray. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all away. Say another song, I'll blow you all away. Hey, it's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna turn this house around somehow. Not on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove. Hey, hey, it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh,
like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too ready to leave. We go all night. Screaming, I testify to something. Screaming, I testify.
Right here. You feel it? Coast. We rolling in. Coast. Yeah. 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 Coast.
Many ways in which I've grown, moving closer on my feet.
was three in a row there. A great song by All Saints with Pure Shores. Can't say my words. And I was just at a Wagyu burger for breakfast at the First Class Lounge in, where is it, Dubai. And they're flying off to Jeddah. And they've just gone into the First Class Lounge and said it's very plush there. Well, yeah, good luck to you. Have a nice time. They won't be listening. They just like to send me a message while I'm sat here in Brentwood. Well, lucky I'm not sat in my house with no heating. But anyway, they're in which is the main thing. Thanks to Bridget for messaging me. Bridget is like my number one fan now. She is such a firecracker. Next time she comes over to the UK, Bridget, next time you're over, you must come and be on the show. Last time she was here, I was actually in Greece. I was off for 2 weeks and I wasn't in the UK. And the time that she was here, I wasn't around. But when you come back, and she will be coming back, we've got to get Bridget on the show. Because she'll be like, Michelle! And she's so lively. So you can come on the show, Bridget. She's gone very quiet now. She don't want to come on the show. She was typing away and now she's gone silent. You can come on the show, Bridget. I don't mind. That'd be good fun to get you in the studio. Maybe we can get the Condrex in as well. That would always be good.
Phoenix FM. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalfourd.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
classic. That's Bronski Beat with Small Town Boy. My shoulders are going to that one. I just limped to the kitchen to get myself a cup of coffee. I did have a little bit of a walk yesterday because obviously I did say I didn't need to use the word obviously. I went to Blue Water. I went to over the side into Kent. As an Essex person, they let me in, and I had a little walk about just to do a bit of stretch, just a little bit of a stretch in my back. It's not, and it's always it's horrible when you've got issues like that. It's horrible because when you go somewhere, you're thinking, can I walk? Can I get up that step? Can I do? And the other week, I was trying. I was only a couple of about three steps, and I went, "Are you okay to get up the steps?" said my friend, and I went, "Yeah, I'll be up." Like that is the noise I made because my back went. So I said it, and then I did laugh afterwards. It's not funny at the time, but they laughed, and then I was okay. But it's just, yeah, I keep getting that all the time. It's annoying, but you just get on with it, don't you? Reese Witherspoon is in the news. She's ate some snow and people are not happy about it. What's that all about? yeah, she said it was delicious. Now, she went outside with a mug and she scooped up off the top of the jacuzzi. Now, there was like, looks like there's a couple of foot's worth of snow. But she ate some snow from outside. She calls it a chocolino, made of snow collected from outside her home, topped with cold coffee brewed, cold coffee and chocolate and some salted caramel chips. The internet's reaction was, don't eat yellow snow. Well, let's not talk about that. and one that more commented, innocent looking snow has its own hidden dangers. They put no, snow is not made to eat. You can get seriously sick. And you have to be careful because obviously people think, oh, because it's fallen, it's fresh. But no. She said she grew up in Minnesota. Our teachers would always melt snow to show how dirty it was and not to eat it. So you better be careful, said another one. Am I not the only one concerned that she scooped it off of her car? Big question is, what if a bird poops in that snow? Oh, no! You don't have your lunch. However, some TikTokers were won over. Fallen snow can be very dirty from air, but who cares? You only live once. I remember eating snow as a kid. I do this every time it snows, says somebody else, and I make snow ice cream because I grew up eating snow and drinking tap water and drinking out of a hose. Yeah, you people do that kind of thing when they're a kid, don't they? I would personally, what does science say? Let's have a look. Not personally. A snowflake begins as a tiny droplet of supercooled water which freezes in the sky to create ice crystals, said the Met Office. The droplets become frozen because the temperatures are sufficiently cold to freeze other droplets on the clouds. Once the ice crystal is formed, if the conditions are right, it will grow to form a snowflake. Scientists say they can also pick up other elements in the atmosphere, including pollutants. One study found that snow absorbs toxic compounds emitted from car exhaust. Well, who knew that? But some scientists agree the trace amounts of the chemical found in snow, even in cities with a lot of traffic, do not reach harmful levels. In 2017, a study in Romania found it was safer to eat clean snow than was half a day's old than it was to eat it in the colder months. But by day two, the snow is safe to eat. Yeah, I wouldn't eat snow. Put it that way. Don't eat snow, and definitely don't eat yellow snow. There's my little gift to you. Brand new music. I played this out last week and going to play it again. It's Bo Bowen, and this is called Dreams With You.
Thank you. turned it on. I hit the ditch. You kept it on. I was so near. Now you're so far. Are you quite sure just who you are? Oh, I know you could choose a friend, but you don't seem to have the time.
you know. Get up, yeah, that's what's up. You can just put your butt to the maximum. Uh-oh, here we go, into the music's house to drop. That's when we take it to the parking lot. And I bet you somebody's gonna call the cops. Uh-oh, here we go, here we go.
An amazing voice, Christina Aguilera. I don't think she even gets a sore throat, really, with all that power. A bit like, you know, you've got Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. There's loads more, actually. There's some really good impersonators of Whitney Houston and some of the gospel singers. I can't think CeCe Weins. Wow. There was one I heard on TikTok a couple of weeks ago, and I did save the video, but I saved quite a bit, so I can't find it. Hopefully it will come up again, because she was phenomenal. Just, you know, the voice was, I was just like so jealous. I haven't done much, well, I've done a bit of singing. I'm not doing enough singing, and when you're a singer, really, you need to be singing all the time, because it is a muscle. But I can still, I mean, I can still sing. I just, I do more singing probably on TikTok than anything else at the moment. And do little videos. So I enjoy that, doing little fun videos as well. I've got some new music coming out this year. I've got loads of new music coming out. It's just planning when to do the releases, because it's you've got to have a little bit of funding behind you to do it. Otherwise, you're just releasing into the wind. And that's why I really appreciate when people send me new music, because I know how hard it is. And you put a lot of work into stuff and you release it and then you get nothing. And nothing happens. Not that you want, you're looking for world fame. I mean, it would be nice, but it's not going to happen. But the point is, you want a few people to go, actually, I really like that. And I normally get quite good feedback as well. I've been played on loads of different radio stations with my stuff. So I'm really, you know, done a few interviews and things. And got mentioned by Tom Robinson as well last year, which is incredible for a release I had out. So I get excited about things like that. And yeah, and it just, you know, it fills you with it. It's just, yeah, nice. I was just having a little look there at some old pictures that Pete from the Condracts took of me from 2 years ago. Got some really nice shots. There's one, because I've got a massive double chin. I don't mind being big, because I am, okay? I don't mind that. I don't like having a double chin too much. And it's hereditary. All my sisters, we've all got the same. It's hereditary. I was looking at going to have surgery. The thing is, if you are overweight and you've got a double chin, when you lose weight, it just hangs, flops about, and then you probably will have to have surgery. But I don't know if it's worth having surgery before you lose weight, because otherwise, if you lose weight, I mean, what would happen to your face? I don't know. And also, you've got to be careful, because I found a surgeon over in, I think it's Poland, and it is about £2,500, £2,500 for a facelift. Over here, you'd be looking at about £10,000 upwards, probably, £7,000 to £10,000upwards, depending on the surgeon. So it's a lot more expensive over here. But when you're mucking about your face, you want to make sure that you're having, you know. And the thing is, if you have surgery abroad, the only thing I'm worried about is you've got to fly back and, you know, something goes wrong. I don't know. That's what kind of puts me off a bit. Not the surgeon. He's got very good reviews. But it's just the fact you're travelling and having this, you know, done. I think he does that sedation one as well, which is a good. So you don't get, you're not knocked out for surgery. They sedate you. So you're still sort of awake, but you're not. And you're numbed up. And they do the surgery that way. I think because during the surgery, they might say, Michelle, can you smile? Can you move? And you just, it helps them to make sure that they're not putting the skin too tight. That's the problem. You take too much skin off, you end up looking like you've been in a wind tunnel. And I think the thing is, I don't want to look like all these generic other, you know, everybody else. There's a look at the moment, which is big lips, big eyes, tiny nose, full of filler, Botox. And nobody, I like, but you know, the whole thing about somebody, like, look at Barbara Streisand. If she'd have been around, you know, as in sort of developing artist now, they'd have been, you know, maybe she would have got a nose job, or, you know, they would have done that straight away. You can't do this. And that was what made her look the way that she did. She was incredibly beautiful when she was younger, and still looks great now. But, you know, she had a unique look about her. And I don't think we get that anymore, do we? And we need a bit more uniqueness. Not all people looking the same. Well, I think so anyway. But looking at my little video I've done, I think I need to get a bit little. I like a little bit of Botox. Only in my forehead. I've only had it done three or four times over the last 2 years. And it just means that I have a young forehead and then the rest of my face looks really ancient. Nobody said to me, Michelle, your forehead is so young. I mean, what are you doing? No, nobody said that. Not one person, but I know that I've had it.
I can't stop feeling, no, I won't stop feeling. Fun's not fun anymore. I can't stop feeling, no, I won't stop feeling. You leave me here on my own. You leave me here on my own. You can't feel it. You can't feel it. You can't feel it. You can't feel anymore. Feel anymore.
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you and see what's going on. Now, it was a little bit busy this morning, but that's all cleared up now. Brooks, about no issues. And the M25 heading down towards Lakeside and through the Dartford Tunnel is clear. And if you're heading up to the M11, no issues. And on the A12, nice and clear again. No issues if you're heading up to Chelmsford. And the A102... see around Wilson's Corner, but it normally always is. Can't see any other problems on the roads. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. Not heard this for a long time. Here is Cooler Shaker with Hey Dude. Well, I used to love this song so much. We've got brand new music coming up from Church of Trees. Where is Love? The Rob Stewart mix. That's all coming up in the next 10 minutes.
Catching the sun, and I'm catching the moon with you both. the sun. I was crossing the city one day, everybody was flashing by me, like images of tombstones, images of tombstones. On a Friday night I seen everybody look like that little piece of honey. To me the 8 o'clock, to me the 8 o'clock. Well, if it feels like summer, you're catching the sun, and I'm waiting for the evening to fall. Well, if it tastes like honey, don't swallow it. Catch the sun. Hey dude, don't lean on me man, cause I'm losing my direction and I can't understand, no. Hey dude, well I do what I can, but you treat me like a wall, but I'll be like a man and I can't understand.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is a brand new one, Church of Trees, Where Is the Love? brand new track there from Church of Trees, Where Is Love? That's the Rob Stewart remix. That's a really cool track. Love it. That's independent music. And if you like the independent music that I play on the show, go and check out all the W's, phoenixfm.com, or go to facebook.com, Eat My Brunch Radio Show, or on Instagram, Eat My Brunch, and you'll find all of the artists. I tag them. It takes an incredible amount of time every single week. If I thought about how long it took to do my little promos in the morning, I always put up a little video which I put together, which I love doing. So have a look at those, because I love doing them in the morning. And I also tag the artists. So it's really easy. If you like a song, you can just click on it straight to the artist page and you can like their pages. Really important, if you get a friend, family who sets up a new business, who's a musician or they're writing a book, whatever they're doing, like their pages, because that really helps. And also, it means you don't have to pay Facebook for advertising. I'll be back after the news. Here is the late, great Amy Winehouse.
Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no. My daddy thinks I'm fine. They try to make me go to rehab. I won't go.